The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Okay, so Anthony A. informed me early this morning that he's moving again. And I asked him the big question. You moving on your own or are you hiring helpers? Good morning. It is Thursday. We call it Friday's Eve. Happy New Year. It's the Dana Cortez Show and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Hold on, Anthony. Before you go forward, I love how she asked you if you're hiring helpers, but didn't offer to help.
I'm helping you move.
Yeah, that's an honest friend, which I appreciate more than a misleading friend. So thank you for that, Dana.
Well, let me mislead you real quick. Yeah, if you need some help, yeah, I got you.
How many times do your friends say, I'll come help, and they end up sitting around, kicking a box to the left, to the right?
It's not really my friends. They don't volunteer to help. It's my family that does that the most. Like my brothers and my dad and my mom. I don't even live in the same state as my brothers. My brother will be like, yo, let me know if you need help, dog. I'm not paying for you to come out here. But
I got to fly you here.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. But I want to shout out my friend Sydney Smith. He gave me a very good lesson. He said, when you become a grown adult, you should no longer be friends with people who can't get movers. So with that being said, I am hiring some movers because you can hire and fire some movers. Yeah. Can't hire and fire your mom.
You know, it's interesting. It brought back so many memories. For years, I would move to the cheapest spot. Like, that's just what I had to do. Oh, this place is going on sale. This place. And I moved myself. I had this old Chrysler in New York. You know how many times the mattress was on top of that thing with a rope? Let's go.
I moved a whole one bedroom apartment with nothing but Nike Cortez shoeboxes.
So I was thinking about it. We've moved 5 times in the last 7 years.
And we're talking not just from house to house, from different cities to states.
So at this point, we're pretty much whittled down to nothing. We've got like beds, TVs.
And we are at a point in our lives that we can hire movers.
You've been watching a lot of Westerns on Automatic. Because you use the word whittle.
Whittle. Dude. A lot of Yellowstone lately. A lot of Yellowstone. 1883, yeah, 1923.
You can't tell Automatic he's not ripped.
We're off to Oregon Trail, y'all.
National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go ahead and kick this one off with National Popcorn Day.
Yeah, I love kettle corn, and I have the recipe for movie theater popcorn. Ask DJ Automatic.
Dana's serious about her popcorn.
Oh, my taste. You want the recipe? Hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Maybe I should put it up on my story or make a video.
All right, we have a National Good Memory Day. So if you have a good memory, time to reflect and sit back and think about that one.
What's your best memory that you can think of? I have one that I use when I'm having a hard day. Mm-hmm. It's a recurring memory. My Nana is rocking me in her rocking chair and she's 5'3".
Aww.
And I was about 8 or 9 years old, about her size. And I just remember feeling so loved and comforted. And anytime I'm having a hard day or a moment, I think of that memory and it eases me.
Oh,
that's nice, dude.
No, yeah.
I was going to bring up the memory with me this past Christmas. Me, my mom, and my brother accidentally randomly signed up to sing Christmas carols with the neighbors from my Airbnb. And it ended up being like one of the funnest things ever, dude. So,
you sang Christmas carols?
Yeah, I sang Christmas carols. It was horrible. The singing was horrible. But the memory was...
Why do we not have video of that?
Because it did not...
They're like, who's this guy singing Christmas carols in a rat tail? Yeah.
I made everyone sign NDAs. That is not coming out. Let's wrap it up on Gun Appreciation Day because this is America, baby.
Hey, shout out to gun owners out there. We have guns in our home. We keep them safe. We keep them locked away. Talk to your children about guns. Don't keep them out. And for God's sakes, if you see something, say something. Seriously, as responsible gun owners.
You don't own a gun.
Yes, I do.
What?
You have my grandma's gun.
She gave it to me.
No, it's our gun. It's our house. Yeah. Married.
Where is it at?
It's in the closet up on the top.
Nope.
You moved it?
I've moved it.
Where is it?
It's hidden. That's why I even hide the guns from you, Dana.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so I'm about to tell the story of why Cardi B blocked me. Before I do that, I want you to think about a couple of things. The world is obsessed with rich, beautiful people. We're going to reveal who we're obsessed with and why we're even having this conversation. We got this call.
You said something about Cardi B and you were saying that she'll block you.
Yeah.
Did she really block me?
So I go on to tell Johnny, yes, she blocked me. This is the most interesting part of the entire conversation. Listen to what he says.
Hey, at least you can say a famous person noticed you.
So before I tell you why Cardi B blocked me, let's talk about the obsession that we have with rich, famous people. I like looking at beautiful people on Instagram. I'm not ashamed to say it. I like looking at models, What I'm about to say is kind of embarrassing, but I like looking at smooth bodies because I have a lot of stretch marks on my body.
Yeah, I mean,
this is weird, though, but I'm just opening up here.
The allure of like the attractive people and stuff like that, like this
yes,
whole infatuation
Anthony.
That we have had. If you're going to strictly like American culture, it's been going on since Marilyn Monroe.
Beautiful people get all the attention. Cleopatra is famous because she was beautiful and she lured many kings, right, Mark Anthony?
But now it's different though because like you'll have like a social media influencer. And you'll freaking see her like, you know, with like over like 100,000 likes on whatever platform she's
yeah,
on.
Yeah, a million followers.
And then you run into her Wednesday when you're picking up a McDouble.
Exactly.
And that's no knock on the people who own McDoubles. I'm just saying fame has shifted a little bit.
I could see people that have like, there's this one girl that I don't follow her, but I know who she is. She has 4 million followers.
I love that DJ Automatic says, I don't follow her. Follow a lot of hot women.
Yeah, I do. Do you know, I follow a lot of people I know. I don't really follow people I don't know. I do follow some like famous rappers that I don't know personally, but I, for the most part, I don't really follow a lot of famous people.
So you saw this hot woman and what?
So she's got like 4 million followers. But she just works a regular job. She's not famous. Like what you're talking about is the definition of fame has changed.
It's called micro fame because you're famous with the people who follow you because they're interested. That many people are interested in you. You know what I'm saying? So it is fame. It is different than the Marilyn Monroe days.
It is
obviously,
it is,
but it's really, still the same thing.
It is, but it's like it's almost like larger now too for the people who find that real big success, like the Mr. Beast dude, like opened up the burger spots across on YouTube and stuff. Like that guy is like making. And wild amount of money.
I will tell you right now, if you put him in a lineup, I couldn't pick him out.
Really?
We have a handful of people that we can say are famous, really famous, like Marilyn Monroe, Kim Kardashian, Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez. It's the same that it was decades ago. You have a handful of people. You've got Marilyn Monroe, Elizabeth Taylor. Like, it doesn't change. Now, though, more people are able to, I guess, get their
access
micro fame on. Their micro fame, yeah. So, according to Rachel Davis Mercy, a professor of journalism at Northwestern, says the reason that we follow beautiful, wealthy people is it gives us a break from our own monotonous life. And it allows us to dream of a life we may want, envy, or aspire to.
Bro, this chick sounds ugly. She sounds...
Anthony Andrew.
She needs like 3 filters, dog, on her face,
Anthony
dog.
Andrew. Anyway.
That's a whole other conversation because that's another thing. You meet these influencers and you see what they look like on Instagram or TikTok or wherever they're on. And then you see them in person and you're like, whoa.
Automatic tries to act like he's so innocent. You made me take a photo with some famous influencer. I don't remember her name, but you wanted me to take the picture.
Did you look like a troll?
She was tricky too. It was just a lot of makeup and filters.
Well, she wouldn't look at the camera.
I don't follow her anymore.
Anyway.
She got boring.
There you go, dude.
He saw her real life and he's like,
I saw her in real life and I was like, oh, not even close.
Anyway, Cardi B stopped following me because when she became pregnant, DJ Automatic was performing at the Maxim party that she was performing at and he went into her dressing room, not when she was there, obviously. He went backstage and took pictures of everything and sent me the video.
All I wanted to prove to Dana was that she was pregnant because there was no alcohol or anything
just
in her.
Just healthy foods.
Just healthy
everywhere.
Foods. And I was like, oh, she's for sure pregnant.
He went full like.
I went full paparazzi.
CIA spy right there, dude.
Sent it to me. I posted it and Cardi B blocked me because I was one of the first people to tell the public that she was pregnant. I didn't do it to be mad. I didn't do it to be hateful.
And we're talking baby culture time.
Yeah.
Too.
And just to be clear, I did not tell Dana to post the video. I just sent it to her
on,
to prove that she was pregnant.
You so can't say anything in this room without me talking about it on the radio.
Do you think are you still sad about it, Dana Cortez?
Yeah, I want her to unblock me.
Right.
At some point, we're going to interview her, and then you can directly ask her.
It's tricky.
Please unblock me.
You know, I share the same last name as her. So when I see her.
So whose side are you on?
Anthony,
why don't you want to get a job with Cardi B, motherfucker?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Man, I know times are tough, right? America's hurting right now. Oof. Well, an Iowa woman is facing criminal charges after she tried to rob a bank from the drive-through lane.
What the fuck?
Pulls up. Let me tell you a story.
She sent the gun.
Foolproof plan, there, lady.
And she does it at high noon. It's like noon, so the sun is out. Everybody's out. Her name is Lisa Stenberg. She's 51 years old. She pulled into the drive-through lane at First National Bank and passed a note through the little vacuum thing.
Yeah, that's what.
That says, "Give me all your money." And the teller said, "I'm calling the police."
Oh,
so Miss Lisa takes off. off. But cops stopped her within half a block from the bank. They have since put her in the jail. They charged her with second-degree robbery and a second-degree theft, which are both felonies.
Damn. That's a little extra for that, right there, in my opinion.
I don't think Lisa made it past the second grade.
No. That's not robbing the bank, though. If she would have just added JK at the end of that note, everyone would have just laughed the rest of the day. Damn, bro. That's a practical joke gone wrong. We'll go from this bank robber to a woman on TikTok who recently married a rag doll.
No.
Her name is
Ladies, I know times are tough. It's hard out there to find a good man.
She married a rag doll, Marcio, and 250 guests attended the wedding. But guys,
she invited people to her ragdoll wedding.
And those people showed up to the ragdoll wedding, dude. So
who's lonely or her or those people?
I don't know.
Oh,
dude.
I would have gone for sure if I got the invitation. I gotta see this.
You go to the freak show. Are they still married?
Well, here's the thing. The relationship is actually in shambles because it is reported that her husband has cheated on her. So the ragdoll.
What did she do? Wash him in the He fell apart.
No, he meant Raggedy Ann.
Oh, nice, dude. Nice. I didn't think a Raggedy Ann joke was gonna work. That's funny.
Well, I'm going to switch gears here. Okay, you guys remember the movie The Martian with Matt Damon?
Yeah. He goes up there and he's by himself.
He's in Mars. Yeah, he's in Mars. And he has to grow potatoes in his own poop.
I do remember that.
Yeah, okay. So researchers...
Can we call it manure?
Okay, we'll call it that.
Okay, human manure.
All right, researchers in Europe now say that scene from The Martian is actually scientifically legit. Because we are in the middle of a fertilizer shortage. Oh. So they tested growing vegetables in human doo-doo and found out not only did it work, it was safe. The only thing that was bad about the human doo-doo, it was traces of prescription drugs in the food.
Of course!
Don't get high on your own supply.
Because America's addicted to pills.
Hell yeah, dude.
Well, that was Europe, so they're addicted over there, too.
Oh, gosh, even worse.
You get some, like, oxys in your next potato chips.
Exactly.
You go, and it grows.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Have you been thinking for a while now you're unhappy in your space, you're unhappy in your place, you're unhappy with a lot of things in your life? I have 5 ways to change your life right now. In case you missed it, these are 3 stories that probably moved way too fast in your timeline. We find the biggest and the best, we give them to you now. I'll go last, DJ Automatic.
So starting this week, all U.S. military vets are eligible for free mental health care at any hospital.
Wow. Any hospital, not just a VA hospital.
So if they find themselves contemplating self-harm, the suicide crisis care covers emergency treatments at either VAs or private hospitals and will even reimburse them for ambulance rides.
This has been overdue. This is a good thing because I don't know about you, DJ Automatic, or Anthony, but my uncle, after he came back from war, was just... He was
a different person.
He was a different person, sad, and I wish he'd had this when he was alive.
So unlike other military benefits, vets don't have to be enrolled in the VA system to get free emergency mental health care.
Oh.
Okay.
So it just goes for all vets.
Tell anyone that's in the military.
And this is good to hear positive news about what the VA is doing for vets, because oftentimes you hear like negative stories of
what. Well, you hear things like what happened with Dana's uncle.
My uncle was a retired from the VA hospital and a former Navy pilot. It's just cool to see them continuing on forward with everything.
You do hear negative stories, but my uncle was treated there for years, and if it hadn't been for the VA, he would have fallen through the cracks. So I don't want to disparage anyone who works there. They just don't have the system or the money to do what they need to do.
But
and
also,
that's what we need to, help.
Regardless
them.
Of how you feel about the VA, you can get the mental health help anywhere.
I love my VA workers. Thank you for all you do. All right.
Well, what about mental help in the form of a potion?
All right.
In case you missed it, a recent study provided by CBS News shows that about 1 billion people across 95 countries on this planet believe in some form of witchcraft.
Brujería, man.
There's 7 billion people on the planet. 1 billion of us are buying into witchcraft.
Yep, get the brooms.
I had to get up and
touch. Why are we not selling potions on the internet?
I think those are essential oils.
When we went to the Navajo Nation presidential inauguration, I saw a little baby. I had to go touch her because I didn't want to give her ojo.
Oh.
Like, that's a little witchcraft. You know what I'm saying? I'll be lighting candles at the Casa House. Mm-hmm. I'll be lighting candles for some things. Is it witchcraft? I don't know. Maybe. I believe in that stuff.
Form of witchcraft. Yeah,
right?
Dude.
Is there something wrong with that? I don't know. Automatic's mom said, Dana, stop doing that. It's the devil. No, it's not. All right. 5 ways to change your life, according to psychologist Thomas J. Law. But the number one thing you have to do is decide to change your life. It is a
gotta be a
big
conscious decision.
And you have to say, I'm done with this and I'm ready for the next step.
The hardest thing to do is commit.
It is. And number two is also very hard because you have to learn to embrace the discomfort you will feel.
Change is always hard.
It is so hard to get out of the routine. As humans, we are creatures of routine. You go to work the same way, cook the same meals, you do the same things, you hang out with the same people. If you really want to change, you got to stop all that. Number three, identify why you want to change your life. What is it about what you're doing now that you want to stop doing in order to live a more productive and positive life? Number four, define the changes you want to make. That means 1, 2, and 3. Write them down. Automatic, you're good at that. You write everything down. He won't even like do it on a spreadsheet. He's like, I need to write it on paper. Whatever, however,
I feel
you
like
need
if you can
it.
Say it out loud or write it down, you can actually make it happen.
And then finally, identify things that may hold you back and cut them out of your life.
Ooh.
That's
the hardest thing to
that's
do.
That's a tricky one.
Because sometimes the things that are holding back are the people that you love.
I know, or friends, or your partner, or your job. And then you go back to number two. This is going to be uncomfortable. But if you really want to make a change, this is what you have to do. I want to share the article with you. Hit me up now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I remember when I decided to change my life, looking back at the way I used to live, I can't even believe I'm alive. I'm not kidding. So please hit me up with this and I will share the article with you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian's Skims dress code is raising eyebrows. What does she make her employees wear? I'll tell you now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, brought to you by Ulta. This story and more, Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays.
Friend of the show, Sean Wayans. You can go see our interview with him on YouTube. Shout out to Sean Wayans.
He's
celebrating
him.
His birthday.
Yeah.
Lil Scrappy also celebrating a birthday. And Dolly Parton as well, too.
Oh, and also, rest in peace, Mac Miller. Born on this day in 1992.
Follow your dreams. Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about Selena Gomez. She got a new man in her life. His name is Andrew. They call him Drew Taggart. He's one of the chain smokers. Close friends of Selena say she's not hiding this, but it's real low-key. They're going to dinners, movies, bowling. Those are the kind of things she likes to do. She's not serious, but she's definitely enjoying her relationship.
That has to suck at a certain point. As a person who has their dating life sometimes under a microscope, I can only imagine, like, when you're in that talking stage, but yet it's being exposed, like, as something that's more serious.
Yeah. Do you know who it doesn't suck for?
Who?
The one of the dudes from Chainsmokers.
No, come on, bro. Come
that's
on.
That's a step up for that man. That's a step up
for
him.
She's pretty. She's dope, but they have a residency in Vegas, bro. You could find another student.
I couldn't tell you who's who in that group. I just know there's two white dudes.
All right, let's talk about another musical person, Drake. You might have heard of him. You know, his last album, Her Loss, is finally receiving some critical acclaim. People are saying, this is a great album. One of the songs is called Jumbotron Poppin'. Got Lil Baby in the video, Mike Tyson. You see Drake at a Lenny Kravitz concert, sipping espresso martinis. But where'd he get that skateboard P chain and all those chains? At an auction a few years ago, Pharrell sold all his jewelry to an anonymous buyer. Well, it was Drake. And Drake says he was just such a fan of Pharrell that he would hop around the living room watching the videos.
He's wearing a diamond encrusted piece with Pharrell's face on it.
It's about time for Pharrell to make a Gen Z reemergence.
I love that.
He has to reintroduce himself to a whole new generation.
I'm so ready for it.
I would love to have like NBA Youngboy and Pharrell beats or something like that. Oh. That would be sick, dude.
You know, Gen Z grew up with Pharrell.
I'm having a bad, bad day. If you take it personal, that's okay.
So he's already there. You didn't even know it. There you go. And then finally, Kim Kardashian says, if you work for Skims, when you come into the office, you can only wear heather gray, black, navy, white, cream, or khaki because it creates a very zenful, peaceful space. Here's a piece of advice, though. She sat down with Angie Martinez for her podcast. I thought this was pretty interesting.
No matter what phase, no matter what stage I'm at in my life, I'm never too above or never too good to want to learn something new. I never want to stop evolving. I never want to stop growing. I'm not that type that thinks I know everything.
I know people think that Kim Kardashian is this bubblehead. She's smart.
She is.
You don't get where she is being a dummy.
You create that Zen thing, and then also with like the colors of like, what is it? Blue, black. What were the colors again? The palette, like navy blue, all that stuff like that. She's gonna like hire a lot of like Crip gang members. So she'll have the in-house security.
You can't
as well
wear red
too.
To work, dude.
There it is. There it is, dude. Yeah, all Crips, bro. The whole time. Uncle Snoop's going to be managing her PR.
What do you think she would do if I showed up in zebra print?
Huh? She wouldn't have hired you in the first place, DJ Automatic. You don't fit into the Skims.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I can't wait to give you food news. If you're a Taylor Swift fan and you're single for Valentine's Day, you don't want to miss it. It's time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Friday's Eve and Happy New Year. I'm Dana Cortez.
Why do Taylor Swift fans have to be single, Dana?
Whatever. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony and I'm a single Taylor Swift fan.
All right, I got to start this hottest hashtag segment off with some good news. Cross your fingers. Consumer prices fell for the first time in more than 2 years. Yay. Remember, we just reported
that. Explain that to me. What do you mean?
Prices for things we buy every day, except eggs, has gone down for the first time.
Eggs were a little bit cheaper the other day.
Well, okay. The birds are back. The birds are breeding. They're trying to make more eggs. This means that economists for the first time are a little optimistic that we will avoid a recession.
Oh.
That's what I'm hoping for, because recession means everyday people hurting. You hear it's a big word. They do all these statistics. No, that's me. That's the people that listen to us that are actually
hurting.
Does
that mean they're going to lower interest rates so people can buy cars and houses again?
I hope that the Fed doesn't raise them much more, because then it's going to hurt the average person. It doesn't hurt the rich folks. It hurts us down here, you know? And then finally in food news, there's a promo company that's putting on a bad blood Taylor Swift themed breakup bar.
Oh.
And it just, you know, remember T-Swizzle smash bad blood with Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you walk in, they're going to have champagne greeting you. They'll have psychics on hand with tarot card readings. Even a bad blood cocktail will be on the drink menu.
God.
This is a pop-up. Now you're going to have to fly to Chicago to go, but I think it'll be fun. No, Taylor Swift won't be there. It is $20 to get in, but you do get a drink from their fabulous menu.
But you have to go to Chicago in the winter, so yeah. Good luck with that.
But them chicks over there are going to be ready, dude.
Oh, it's like, going to be
It's going to be a bunch of I'm not going to, never mind.
Automatic, you better
I'm not going to say what I'm going to say, sorry.
Anyway, it's going on January 27th through February 26th, and I'm not single. Obviously, I'm married to the love of my life, DJ Automatic, but I thought it'd be fun for us to go, just to do a little research here for the show.
Yeah,
what do you think?
No.
Let's go.
I'm not going to Chicago in the winter. No.
Damn, what, they don't got hotels and heaters?
I'm going to send you over there, and then you come. You call me and tell me how you like it. You've never been to a real winter, Dana.
You've never been to a real Taylor Swift event.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's that.
Let's
bud.
Go.
She's not going to be there.
I don't care. It's Taylor Swift.
It's just going to be a bunch of women smoking cigarettes in the cold.
That sounds good to me, dude. That sounds good to
Anthony's
me.
Anthony's single. Yeah. We got to do this for him. National Day, Anthony.
All right. Yeah. Time out. Before National, that's way better than hanging out with you and your married pals, bud. All right. I don't want to go hang out with all your friends with sons and like that. All right. I'd rather go hang out with them cigarette smoking Taylor Swift fans. All right. Let's go. That would bring me a good memory. It's good memory day. National. Good memory day.
I love it.
And Taylor Swift brings back fond memories of me and my niece.
I have lots of good memories in Chicago in the summer.
It's also Gun Appreciation Day. That's a thing here in America.
I think it's a big deal. You know, there's more guns now than people. We've seen some very bad things happen. But if you're a responsible gun owner, those things won't happen. Put the guns away. Don't let them near the kiddos.
There it is. And it's National Brew a Potion Day if you're a witch or you have some, you know.
Are you going to the Taylor Swift event?
There you go, right? And let's wrap it up on National Popcorn Day.
Yay! Shout out to popcorn. My favorite is movie theater popcorn. Ooh. I have perfected the recipe in my casa house. I think last year I told people to hit me up. I'm just going to do it on Instagram and show you exactly how to make it.
All right.
Because even DJ Automatic is like, damn, this tastes...
It's a real deal.
It tastes just like movie theater popcorn. Follow me at Dana Cortez on Instagram before the end of the week.
Ooh.
I will post the recipe.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, Dana was breaking down the reasons and the story of why Cardi B has her blocked on Instagram. We're going to revisit that and tell you what celebrities we wish would block us. I was welcome to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And man, that does hurt my heart still to this day that Cardi B never sees a Dana Cortez post.
And the automatic amount of love that we show her, she
I love
should.
Cardi B, dude.
She should be seeing
that. I love Cardi B, dude.
You
I
guys have
Cardi
the same
B.
last name?
We have the same last name, Cardi B, Anthony A. We're kind of already cousins.
Yes.
So it makes me feel bad that I have to like get in the middle of this like feud between my family and my friends, you know? So
Okay.
I could even do a like it's a family thing, dude. It's all good. DJ Automatic, for the people who may have missed, can you kick off the story of why Cardi B has Dana Cortez blocked on Instagram?
Yeah, Super Bowl in Minneapolis. I was DJing at a Maxim thing where it was her and Post Malone were performing. Her dressing room was next to my corner where I was getting changed.
Oh!
And it was like, this is when Bodak Yellow was still popping.
And so you happened to peek over and notice.
Oh, it was just drapes. My little space was right
so
next to her.
You cracked over and looked into Cardi
B's
drapes.
All I did was open the drapes. And I got to see her whole setup. And because I was, to be honest, you know, you get curious to see what kind of stuff.
So like her writer, like what she had backstage.
Yeah,
what
is she going to have champagne back there? Is she going to have all kinds of, you know, green M&Ms?
Takis, I imagine, because of Cardi B, Takis.
And so when I opened it up and I saw nothing but fruit and no alcohol, I was like, oh, this is a for sure. I mean, you might as well put a diaper changing table in the corner.
Oh, so automatic, kind of in a way. Broke the news that Cardi B was pregnant and told Dana Cortez.
I broke the news to Dana, and then Dana decided to tell the world, and which in turn got her blocked.
Mm. And so we're still on a campaign to get that block lifted up, so hopefully that will happen. But thank you, DJ Automatic, for that. Now, when it comes to celebrities we wish would block us, who do you have, DJ Automatic?
Do you know what we would really wish would block me? Tyga.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a good one.
He's
always like low key kind of problematic too, right? But he stays around forever.
He's got hits.
Yeah, dude. He stays around in pop culture forever. Okay.
And like I'm after the whole Tyga. Like that one video episode thing, I kind of lost.
Stay with me for this, brother. I would want Jeff Bezos to block me. And the reason why is because the headline that he would see would be Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, Mackenzie Scott, hooking up with rising Latinx comedian Anthony A.
Why you gotta be Latinx, though?
Because this is, you know, it'd be like Anthony A, Cardi B's primo.
AKA.
Yeah, dog. Let us know what celebrities you want to block you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.